This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the 1912 Exiles podcast, the Newport County podcast made by the fans for the fans. I'm Ed. The plan had been today that we were going to do a roundup of the Mansfield game that happened this afternoon in Rodney Parade and also Harrogate midweek. But events slightly got ahead of us. There was that fantastic win midweek and we had the joy of an Ian Street match diary. If you didn't catch it, do go back and listen to Ian's match diary on Tuesday night. It really was a thing of great beauty. Fantastic to hear so much excitement and enthusiasm for a fine away win in North Yorkshire. It did rather mean that today's game against Mansfield has a touch of After the Lord Mayor's Show about it, even before the result, which, as we all know, went against us. So rather than have a huge, long inquest into it, because, as I'll come on to say, I'm not sure whether it was the sort of game that warrants it. A little bit like against Notts County, sometimes you just find yourself up against a team who have that little bit of extra quality, can find that extra gear, which is what Mansfield managed to do to us today. And then, you know, their defence was so solid, so granite-like, that we never really laid a glove on them, as a few people have said. So rather than go into that in huge depth as a pod, what we thought we'd do instead would be to throw it open to you, our wonderful listeners, and hear what you made of the game. So let's see what sort of stuff you have been saying to us on Twitter throughout the course of the afternoon. The consensus seemed to be that, yeah, it wasn't a complete disaster to lose a game like that to the side who are top of the league and going very well. Some of the comments we had in, so Chris, who is not always a ray of sunshine, it has to be said, but came up with a very considered response, I thought, today. We aren't going down or up. We were well beaten by top of the league, didn't lay a glove on them. Nothing to worry about. Games now are for players playing for their futures with a lot of them out of contract. We didn't give Mansfield a battle like I expected. They had gears to go through if required. So I've kind of already slightly anticipated Chris's remarks. And yeah, I'm in full agreement with him. A friend of the pod, Ollie, said, yeah, we weren't dissected like we were against Notts. Fairly standard first half. Then Mansfield stepped up a gear in the second. Shows why they're up there. Definitely saw how big a miss Macca is, and now possibly Clark as well, of course, who went off injured. Rest of the games now are experimenting tactically and seeing who stays. So yeah, I think a lot of us already starting to look a little bit ahead to the summer. Hoyligan, friend of the pod, top tier supporter, said, poor referee, we've not had one of those in a while. But aside from that, I don't think we had a shot on target, so can't complain. Mansfield are a good side and will be in the third division next year. Like franchise and Notts County, no need to panic. There are easier games to come after Saturday. Yeah, so the referee today, I try and be as objective as possible about referees, and I thought there were a couple of shouts in the first half that the Hazels Terrace were getting very agitated about that didn't look like a great deal to me. But as the game went on, there were a few roughhouse challenges, lots of shirt pulling going on. There was one moment when Zanzala, I think it was, got hauled down in the Mansfield half, only for the referee to give the free kick to Mansfield, which I think had left many of us scratching our heads. And also in the first half, there was that early challenge which saw a yellow card for Benno, I think it was, which looked entirely deserved, but then an equally bad challenge the other way a few minutes later didn't get a booking. So yeah, the inconsistency is always the thing that that riles people. Let's see, what else do we have? Chris Simmons said, if there was a positive for me, it was that little extra that Zanzala added in attack when he came on. Some good direct running, also some strength on the ball. Good to see him back for me anyway, but opinions vary. And yeah, Ollie was in agreement with that. He's definitely a good striker, but not great at keeping fit. And yeah, again, what will happen with Zanzala over the summer? Will we get him on a pay-as-you-play deal for next season? I still think he's probably got a little bit more to do to prove himself. And in fact, it was one of the conversations I was having this afternoon is, you know, with the likes of Zanzala having been out for a long period this season, you know, the myriad other injuries we've had, Delaney, Jameson, and others, is that going to be something that Coughlin will really focus on over the summer, is not just bringing in quality but actually trying to bring in players who don't come with a slightly checkered injury history? It's been a real problem in the last few years, and that's partly because of the pool in which we've been fishing for signings. Sometimes we had to take a risk on players who've maybe not had the best fitness in the past. I wonder if that may be something that we can afford to change if we've got a little bit more money to spare. So yeah, something to look out for there. A couple of really good comments from the two blogs that I always read. So Mark Vickery said, Mansfield looks certain for the title. County lost too many key battles in midfield and allowed turnarounds. When did we get joy with ball at the feet, and the ref did little to help the cause? Last 20 minutes were better when Charlesy came on, and he needs to start at Stockport. Yeah, completely agreed with Mark. And then Sean, who does the Newport County Thoughts blog, said that felt like a game between two mid-table sides with nothing to play for. The atmosphere from both fans was a little flat as well. Not a bad performance by any stretch, but not enough urgency, not enough creativity to ever get a goal. Need to improve to stay close to the top seven. I slightly disagree with Sean. I thought Mansfield did look a lot better than a mid-table side. I thought they did as much as they needed to do to win the game, which is actually what the really good sides do. And it's all about gears. You know, in the first half, they were able to just defend solidly, work out the best way to get through our defence. Second half, they came out fighting, found that extra gear, got their goal, and then reverted back and just managed the game out. Their defence had the likes of Evans and Seb and Zanzala under control, so they didn't need to do more. They did what they needed to, got the 3 points, and we'll go back to Nottinghamshire very happy. So yeah, I'm not sure that was entirely fair on Mansfield. Before I go on to more comments over Twitter, we did also invite people to chip in with their opinions through SpeakPipe, and we had this through from a County fan who wishes to remain anonymous for reasons that may or may not become clear. Let's have a listen.
Hello. I don't know why that would worry us. You know, we are clearly safe. I mean, worry us in the fact of, you know, in the race of playoffs, yes. But I don't know another reason why it would worry us. But judging by your tweets, you know, you don't want playoffs. So, you know, I don't really know how to respond to that, to be honest. But yeah, no, it's worrying to people who actually have ambition for this club and actually want to push forward. Yes. You know, zero shots on target. That's something to be questioned about. The tactics, the setup of today, absolutely shocking. You know, they're top of the league. We should be setting up differently to how we're setting up against a poor side of Harrogate who get 800 fans at home. So, you know, but yeah, we move. Big clear out needed in the summer. And yeah, got to respond next week at Stockport. So yeah.
I'll let you make your own minds up about that one, listeners. Maybe he's right. Maybe we're not being ambitious enough. I think we probably all want to get there, but I suppose it's just about being realistic with the games that we've got. There is that bigger question, of course, about the summer. You know, do we need a complete rebuild of the squad, or is it a question of working with the nucleus of what's there at the moment. Let's delve back into some of the responses we had on Twitter. Dom made a couple of really good points. Thought Mansfield were a much better side than Notts County, who, if you take out Langstaff and Jones, don't have the depth and the nous that Mansfield had. Mansfield's bench and no doubt their wage bill has to be amongst the best in the league. Big, strong, quick, guile, good with the ball. They had it all. Also said there are different levels and ours is nowhere near most in the current top eight positions over a sustained period. But neither should it be. This season has been phenomenal. So yeah, very different perspective from our caller. Stu Blerinio, who always makes good points and is always worth listening to, said the fact that several of our players had an off day and the league leaders only beat us 1-0 with an awful ref gives me encouragement. Also said it was interesting to see Mansfield pivot from tricky small strikers to two giants in the second half. They definitely have a few different ways of doing things. And yeah, I fully agree with that. So yeah, we had some really good comments in from all of you. And thank you to everyone who contributed ideas and whose ideas we saw and brought into the discussion. Even if we don't always agree with you, we are always fascinated to see what people made of the game. Hopefully, whatever the result today, you enjoyed getting out there and cheering on the boys. A couple of bits of pod business from me. We should do a player of the pod. As Stu and others said, there are a lot of players I thought who just had a bit of an off day today. I thought Evans and Seb, they were very well contained by their Mansfield opponents, but neither of them quite shone as brightly as they have done in recent weeks. So I think for me, I'm going to give it to Carl Jameson because it's the first time I've really had a proper look at him since he's been back from injury. And the physical presence that he brought, the confidence that he not just has in himself, but also brings to the defence around him, I thought is a really good foundation for next season. You know, if we're looking ahead to next season, the fact that we've got Jameson signed up for another year, hopefully we can get Delaney to sign for another year. McLaughlin, in theory at least, is going to be with us for another year. That feels like a really good bedrock for that defence. And I thought, yeah, Carl Jameson did well today against a tough opposition team. Not that many beefs that I can think of. I do want to give a couple of shout-outs. We had, I think it was a new guy on the PA system today. I enjoyed hearing a bit of Cymraeg on the day after St David's Day. And yeah, lovely to hear. And as someone who has been quick to criticise some of the PA announcers in recent times, I thought it was an assured debut. So I hope we hear more of him. Also want to give a shout-out to Luke, who is in charge of the music at Rodney Parade, who is sticking with this this thing of playing Caravan of Love by the House Martins before kickoff, which I really do enjoy. It's not an upbeat song. It's not an obvious football anthem, but it just seems to work and it makes me really happy. And I like the fact, I always like it when clubs have songs that they play that are not the obvious things that everyone does. So I'm delighted that we are still playing Caravan of Love before games and long may it continue. That wraps it up, I think, for this week. I'm not sure which of the pod crew will be at Edgeley Park in Stockport next week. I shan't be going because I went last year on, I think it was Easter Bank Holiday Monday for what was an atrocious game in freezing cold conditions and a thoroughly miserable day out. So I don't want to repeat that, but I'm sure we will have a report from someone next weekend. So do stay subscribed so you don't miss the episode. In the meantime, we hope you thoroughly enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a wonderful week. Look after yourselves. Look after each other. And above all, as always, keep it counting.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.